da di ra da da di ra di ra da ra di ra da di da da di ra da.
And welcome to another post-party edition of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I am your host, the Reverend Mark Time. I'll be with you until noon, as always. Yes, we were partying hard yesterday, weren't we? Yep. Everybody in town, now you're feeling the pain. Well, the good Reverend here is going to try to take it on the down low, take it nice and easy on your ears, because I know how hard all of you folks at the Whitaker Block Party partied last night. Also, I was at my good friend Lloyd and Melissa's house for a party last night. Happy birthday, Lloyd. They do this incredibly super show called Swing Shift on the other station in town. I can't name it. Every Sunday night at 8, and I really enjoy their program. And Lloyd is the most incredible 45 RPM collection I've ever seen, and I am so jealous, Lloyd. But anyways, will you folks out there sit back, have a couple of aspirin, and enjoy the sounds of the Sunday Morning Hangover. Part 2 of the Sunday Morning Hangover today will be with the incredible Simone White. We'll be calling in. We'll be talking about her upcoming gig next week and playing a few of her tunes. You've heard her here on The Hangover before, so hope you have a pleasant hangover.
Party's over, it's time to call it a day. They've burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up, the piper must be paid. The party's over, the candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up, all dreams must end. Take off your makeup, the party's over, it's all over, my friend. It's time to call it a day. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up, the piper must be paid. The party's over, the candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up, all dreams must end. Take off your makeup, the party's over,
it's all over. It's all over.
Too painful to remember. simply to forget. So it's the laughter we will remember whenever we remember the way we were.
They're always writing songs about a summer love that never seems to last beyond the fall. But I've a different reason for crying this season, a reason that can hurt you most of all. I didn't have any summer
a very old, scratchy Mantovani record. This record's only about 50 years old, so maybe it's got a good excuse to be scratchy, don't you think? I mean, you know, when you get a little old, you get a little wrinkled, a little scratchy yourself. So, do not criticize my choice of playing scratchy vinyl, because these records have character. They have experience. Yes, they've been through the mill. They've been played many times, and they have lasted. This medium has lasted 50 years. Mantovani from Carnival and Ascot Gavotte from My Fair Lady. But really, let's get to the meat of what we heard. We heard that last track was by Simone White, who will be calling in on the show at 11:05 today to discuss her upcoming Eugene gig next Saturday night at the Family Center out on, I think it's West 13th. Simone White from her second CD, and it's the one called I Am the Man. That was I Didn't Have Any Summer Romance. Yes, this little set was kind of pointed at all you people that were hoping to fall in love at the Whitaker Block Party. Before that, Wild Man Fisher and Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo doing The Way We Were, Roxy Music, Avalon, and we started out with Dakota Staton. The party's over. Yes, the party's over. What are we going to do now that we don't have the Whitaker Block Party? I'm sure there will be more parties coming up here in Eugene. Speaking of partying, here's a guy that he's partying right now as we speak. Hope you enjoy this.
Out of the night sky, a ship was descending. The hull glowing with soft light, as if a piece of the moon had fallen. The hatch opened and the crew came out. Odd little beings, moving quietly through the leaves, gathering, gathering. A blackberry bush, a rose, a tiny cedar tree. When suddenly, man came. One of the little beings was cut off, trapped in the trees, separated from his ship. He ran as fast as his short legs would carry him. His chest glowing red, a signal to the crew that he needed help. His ship was ahead, glowing through the branches. He stumbled towards it, but the hatch was closing and the crew was leaving. The ship lifted off, like the moon slowly rising, then soared away, a comet swallowed by the night. The creature's heart light faded. He was alone, 3 million light years from home. The lights of the city twinkled in the valley below the little being. The friendliest light was coming from a kitchen window at a boy named Elliot's house. The big guys playing inside made Elliot wait out front for their pizza delivery. Out back, the creature crawled into the yard and hid in a tool shed.
Thank you.
Summer Wind. You may have heard Frankie's version on last week's show. This is the Roger Williams version. Yeah, nice. I want to talk about this Roger Williams album in a minute. Before this, we heard Harper's Bazaar. You remember that band? They did Sit Down, I Think I Love You and Feeling Groovy and all that other stuff. Or am I mixing it up with something else? I'm half asleep, so I am mixing things up today. You know, these Whitaker block parties, they sure can hang you over. Wichita Toe is what we heard by the Harper's Bazaar. That's a Jim Pepper tune covered by many. Bon Iver, live on MySpace, doing Lump Sum. Started out with Michael Jackson reading E.T. Landings. Now, the Reverend is in big trouble with Simone White's dad. Yeah, I'm in big trouble. We're having Simone White on the show at 11 o'clock, and she's playing Eugene next week. And I totally blew the venue and the time. Okay, so let's get this straight. She's playing at the New Dream Daycare Center, and it's on August 7th, Friday night at 7 p.m. at Polk and West 18th. And they just opened that center out there. I saw it on TV last night. Kitty Piercy cut the ribbon. Everyone's very excited. So Simone White will be playing next Friday night there, not Saturday. All right? Is that okay, Dad? Did I get it right? I'm glad he's listening, actually. All right, let's get into this Roger Williams album. One of the greatest things about these records that came out, say, in 1960, and I believe that's around the time this came out, is you get to open them up and you see the liners, you know, the little paper liners that are inside. And I love having the liners that match the albums, because what they do is they tell you about the other records on that label, like Cap Records. Here's some of the records that came out that year. The More Encore of Golden Hits by the Platters. Improvisations to Music by Mike Nichols and Elaine May. That's a classic. No Count by Sarah Vaughan. No Count Sarah. Another classic. Profile of Jerry Mulligan. David Carroll, Let's Dance Again. The Harmonicats doing Cha-Cha. Maynard Ferguson, Dinah Washington. Some great stuff. Patti Page, The Magic of Sarah Vaughan. Klebanoff, Jose Mellis. Buddy Rich versus Max Roach. All these great albums. Ramsey Lewis Trio plays Music from the Soil. Incredible. And Brooke Benton's Greatest Hits. A wonderful little paper liner that comes inside this Roger Williams record album. But I digress. I've got a little bit of rock and roll history coming up. I also have William Shatner reading the words of Sarah Palin coming up. But first, I want to play a track by a band I had an interview with a little while back, a band called Cotton Jones. I interviewed Whitney, and I just love this. It's a great organ track, and it'll lead perfectly into my next segment. Thank you. Okay, from AP News. He didn't skip the light fandango, but Procol Harum's former keyboard player said he was delighted Thursday after Britain's top court ruled he was entitled to a share of royalties from the band's hit, A Whiter Shade of Pale. Judges in the House of Lords ruled that the guy that did this organ here on this song, Procol Harum's Whiter Shade of Pale, should get a portion of future royalties, 40%. Of future royalties. The song, renowned for its mystifying lyrics beginning, "We skip the light fandango, turn cartwheels across the floor," was one of the signature hits of 1967's Summer of Love. Top of singles charts, you've heard it forever and ever. He left the band in 1969, but 35 years later, talk about a little bit late, Morgan Fisher, 35 years later. Now, the singer and the other keyboard player, Gary Brooker, and, excuse me, the lyricist, Keith Reed, not the singer, wrote the song before Matthew Fisher joined Procol Harum in 1967. So if these two guys wrote the song before he joined the band, and then he just put the signature keyboard part on it, do you think he's entitled to 40% of future royalties? If you want to weigh in on this, give me a call, 346-0645. I don't think so. Okay, Reed called in, and he agrees with me. 40% of future earnings for a great keyboard solo. Does that mean that George Harrison, because he did great guitar solos, gets like one-third of all the Beatles, John Lennon, Paul McCartney stuff? I don't think so. Anybody else disagree? Give me a call. 346-0645. So we have a tie, 2-4-2 against. Anybody else want to weigh in? Should Matthew Fisher get 40% of this song just because he did a great solo? Give me a call, 346-0645.
Yeah.
It's like the polls have closed and we have a result. It's 2-1 that everybody out there thinks that Matthew Fisher should get 40% of all future earnings from this Procol Harum Whiter Shade of Pale song. 2-1 in favor of Matthew Fisher. Now, a couple of people did put in a few disclaimers. Armin Hammer said that well, 40% is a little bit much, but nevertheless, nobody would have recognized that song without that keyboard thing. And so did Mod A. Brian and Kara all weighed in saying yes. Well, I don't think so, but so it goes. Democracy rules, right? We are listening to Vince Guaraldi and Linus and Lucy. We heard Procol Harum, both versions of Whiter Shade of Pale. We heard the instrumental and the vinyl version, the original vocal track. And no, I don't have a version of it before Matthew Fisher joined the band. I would love to hear that. Started out with Cotton Jones, Some Strange Rain. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover. We're going to be listening to Simone White around 11 o'clock. She'll be calling in, talking about her gig next Friday night at the New Family Daycare Center. And what else we got on tap? We'll be playing some William Shatner reading Sarah Palin. Thank you very much, everybody, for all the phone calls.
But we could never see tomorrow. Would you believe that no one ever told us about the sorrow? So how can you stop the rain from falling in the house?
How can you stop
the sun from shining? What makes the world go round? And sometime I have to say, you love me.
Yeah, I'm feeling those good vibrations. Even though it's a scratchy record, like I was saying, don't hold scratches against anybody. Please, we're all a little bit dinged up, a little bit worn, a little bit worse for wear. Especially as us older codgers, but we can still play. This is the Young Holt Unlimited doing their great version of Brian Wilson's Good Vibrations. And you know, that's one of those things Mike Love shoehorned his way into getting royalties for all those songs. And who knows really what his contribution was. But like I said, the verdict was in and Matthew Fisher is entitled to his 40% no matter what the following phone calls after the poll exclaimed. What did we hear before this? We heard James Brown, Love or a Game, the Federal Years back in the late 50s, early 60s. I just love his vocal on that one. We started out with Al Green doing the Bee Gees. How can you mend a broken heart? You're, of course, listening to what else? The Sunday Morning Hangover with the Reverend Mark Time here on KWVA. Having a real gas this morning. And we're going to have Simone White, who will be playing Eugene next Friday, calling in a few minutes. We'll play a few tracks from her, maybe before and after. And, yes, I never did get to that. Shatner does Sarah Palin. I was just telling somebody, would you think that Sarah Palin could be the Jackie O of the O-O's?
Number 1 on the Robot Top 100, The Sunday Morning Hangover, 88.1 Eugene.